From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Lisa Martini survived 8 to 10 feet of storm surge during Hurricane Irma in Everglades City. But her husband of nearly 13 years, Lee Martini, did not. He died at the age of 72 from a bacterial infection days after wading in nearly chest-deep floodwaters with his wife. 62-year-old Lisa Martini describes in her own words what it was like to wait out the major storm on her neighbor Adela Butler's back porch, which is on stilts. And she talks about losing her husband days later.
Winds had blown the waters out of the canal for the majority of the storm. And then, when, of course, when it turned and came back in, it just, in less than a half an hour, it was all the way up to the bottom of our top step, which is the highest it ever was with Wilma. And it just kept coming. And my husband was in the den, and he was, you know, acting odd. I kept saying, you know, Lee, we have to leave now. We have to leave. And he said, no, no. And I said, yes, we do. And when I got him up, because he was, his health wasn't good. And by the time I got him up out of the chair, the water was coming through the air vents on the floor. So I got together towels and a blanket and, you know, the things we needed to escape the water. And I went on out and went up to the neighbor's house and went upstairs and put the things on the back porch. And then I came back, you know, through the water. And by that time, my husband was just out the back door. So I got our dog and brought him up this, you know, over and up the stairs. And then I came back for Lee. Lee's health was just terrible. So it was really, it was a God thing that the water was pushing him, you know. So he had a chair in one hand and he had his cane in the other. And as he did the walking, it pushed him through the waters so that we could get to the house. But he had to go up an entire flight of stairs. And before that, he couldn't go 10 feet without having to stop and rest. And he just went right on up those stairs. And so that was like one of the first miracles. And so we were up there, you know, through the night with that horrible whistling wind that wouldn't stop. And they had just a little plastic bench that we sat on, and they had a plastic table that they had put face down. And so we put that up and kind of like to buffet the wind for us, and you know, then just watch the surge down below. And what was really frightening for me was that they had three vehicles downstairs, and then we had our car was next door and a truck, and the smell of gasoline was so horrible it almost made you sick. And I thought, my gosh, if any kind of spark, and it's just going to blow. And the other thing, Adela's house was the first one that was hit in Hurricane Wilma. Her roof came off. And so every time that building shook, you know, all night long, I thought, oh, my God, what are we going to do, you know, if Adela's house goes? So it was very scary. We were trying to sleep, so we didn't really bother each other, you know. And it was so loud that you couldn't talk anyways. Lee was sitting on the bench, and I was lying on the floor. I know I was just praying like crazy, and I think Lee was trying to sleep. Well, when we left our place, the water was a little higher than waist level, so we both, you know, slogged through that. And then, you know, we were in the mud cleaning up for days, and then on Friday morning he had a horrible spell where he was just in agony, you know, kind of like crying and moaning and everything like that, and he had vomited black, looked like brackish water. I found out later it's because he had internal injuries, and that was blood. And he's somebody that we don't do doctors and such. And so he, you know, when he was done, he said, you know, do you think it would be okay if I take a couple aspirin? And he had blood around his lips and everything. So I thought, oh. And I said to him at that point, I said, honey, you know, what we've been doing isn't working. I said, would you be okay if I just called the 911 and have them come with the ambulance? They could take you into the hospital. You know, and he was all upset because we had lost, you know, our home and our car and my motorcycle and, you know, everything. So we were going to get a rental car that morning. And he goes, well, you know, if you'll just, you have to get the rental car. I'll go if you get the rental car. Okay, fine. So we didn't even really say goodbye because I was going to see him, you know, that afternoon. And he went on off in the ambulance talking with the guys because he's a storyteller. And but evidently he had another episode in the ambulance. And when I got there to the hospital, he was already on a respirator and he didn't. He made it through the night, but then he was gone in the morning. You know, when I was driving home from the hospital, I heard my thoughts, and what they were saying was, I'm okay in this moment. I'm okay in this moment. And I realized, yeah, you know, I am. I can drive. Yep, I can stop, you know, because I've heard sometimes, you know, you can't think or whatever. And I've just been so surrounded by grace. I mean, miracles, you know, people that, you know, offer me a place to live without me even asking. The volunteers that showed up to clean out the house. It's been absolutely precious. It truly has. And it sneaks up on you. You know, I'll be just fine. And then the hardest thing for me is people that knew Lee and loved Lee when they come by to say something. But for the most part, I'm okay. he was just this ball of energy, the funniest guy you ever met in your whole life. And I'm having trouble realizing he's gone.
Lisa Martini says she wants people to remember her husband, Lee Martini, as the guy who completed a bucket list before bucket lists were a thing. He jumped out of airplanes, raced cars, and sailed boats. He leaves behind an adult daughter, 3 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandkids. This weekend, Lee Martini's ashes will be spread out in open Florida waters. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.